Start your day with Tim Fleming in the Morning, someone you know and trust for the latest news, weather, farm, and sports in North Iowa on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have Joel Everest in studio with us. And I got to tell you, first of all, Joel and I are telling stories from our days of our childhood.
Our days in the home country in Dubuque.
In our home country in Dubuque.
And back in the old country.
You know. Back in the old country. Oh, my goodness. It's
Tim, when will you go home back to Dubuque?
When will I go home? No, this is my home. Yes. I am home, Joel. How long have you been here now?
Going on 30 years now, yeah. My wife and I just celebrated yesterday our 31st wedding anniversary.
So congratulations. So, yeah. She put up with you all these years.
I know,
years.
It's hard to believe.
Isn't that nice?
When we got married, I made her sign a prenuptial agreement that she'd never divorce me, and we're still together. So,
oh, you're funny. You are funny. But it's kind of fun to tell stories and think about old days when we were much younger, running around the streets of Dubuque.
Before we went on to bigger and better things here at Mason City.
You know, I will say this before we do talk about important stuff like the summer musical. But the other day was National Onion Ring Day. And the first thing that came to my mind was
Jack's Chicken Palace.
Yes!
Yep.
Yeah,
I tell you, nobody does plastic animals better than stores in Dubuque, probably. You're right. Every place you go, you're not a real good store. You know, you're a quality one if you've got a big plastic animal out in front. They got the biggest plastic chicken. It's about the size of that strawberry over at Strawberry Point, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, Jack's Chicken Palace onion rings. It's worth a drive. Joel, tell us about, we've got the 37th annual summer musical going on.
Well, we're so excited that we could be back and do live theater again. You know, we had to cancel last year for our students, which was just so sad, you know, because they work, you know, so long to be able to do these things. And it's not going to be at NIAC like we usually are, because NIAC still had only a certain amount of space that they could put. So this year we're in the FEMA room, and a lot of people maybe have not been in there before, but the FEMA rooms are it's a smaller skate, so there's limited seating, but it's right between the high school and John Adams, so you can come in from the high school door or the John Adams doors to get to the FEMA room, and we're just excited we can have an audience there. But again, because it's in this FEMA room, seating is very limited, so we're encouraging people to get tickets for the musical early at Hy-Vee East West customer service desk, and if you get it in advance, it's only $8 for adults and $6 for kids and senior citizens, and at the door it's $10 and $8. So you want to get them in advance to make sure you've got tickets, because again, limited seating. And it's this Friday night, the 25th, June 25th, and Saturday night, June 26th, at 7:30, again in the FEMA room.
Now I got to tell you, people listening in, limited seating, but very comfortable seating. This is a very nice room you're doing this in, and kind of an intimate setting. I mean, you're going to be close.
Yeah, literally the stage is maybe about as far as we're sitting apart right now, Tim, how close the people will be to you. So it's going to be a nice, cool, intimate way to see the show. And we did the Drowsy Chaperone. I didn't tell you which one we're doing. I'm sorry, Tim. We're doing a show called The Drowsy Chaperone. It was a big Broadway hit. Back in 2006, it swept the Tonys, took 5 Tony Awards, more than any other musical that year. And it ran for 700 performances. It's toured all over the world. We were one of the first high schools that had the rights to do it back in 2010. And there are certain shows that people come back to me and they're like, when are you going to do this one again? When are you? And this is one of the ones people always ask. And the cool thing about this show is the idea is it's a gentleman that tells us a story about a musical that he listened to on an LP vinyl record that his mom gave him. And he listens to it over and over, and it brings back wonderful memories for him. So he wants to tell the audience about this show. And because of the way it happens, it just kind of gets bigger and bigger and bigger as it comes to life on stage. So we could do it with some small set pieces and things like that that would work on our FEMA room stage. So, but again, it's a huge, funny show that people have asked about for a long, long time, and a big cast of a lot of lead characters.
Yeah, a big cast, and I know I saw some things, in even some of the Facebook posts and things like that. I saw the Hansons, for example, and I saw your daughter was posted in one, and some different ones, which is really cool to see some of these young people. Tell us about some of the performances that we will see and some of the...
Well, you know, that's the cool thing. We're always proud of the fact that in this program, we've had a lot of students that have graduated from Hazen City High School that have been in Broadway shows, on Broadway stage. I remember when we had Dennis Christians years ago, he was in the show Pippin. His first time he ever got to sing a song on a Broadway stage was a song from the show he sang here in high school.
Oh, wow.
And we've had, you know, of course, Tanner Frederick and all these other people that have gone on to be Hollywood films and Broadway. So we say, who are the next big stars going to be? And you mentioned quite a few. This year, the students worked so hard. We had to do our online awards virtually, our online competitions with IHSMA were virtual. They weren't on person, so we didn't travel to, like, say, Cedar Falls or Fort Dodge. But we swept it this year. And all of the performances we had this year, they earned the Outstanding Performer Award. And with some of those very people you're talking about, like Kylie Hansen, McKenna Hansen, who took perfect scores. We have my daughter, my son, of course. And Aiden plays the lead part he plays Thor the Aviator, and he's a four-year All-Stater, and so we have so many great, huge, sorry, Aiden Straub, I didn't say his last name, so many fantastic, talented students. So you want to come and say, ooh, who's the next big star from Mason City going to be that I can hear about that moves on and does great big things? And you're going to see a lot of that talent there tonight.
A lot of music talent in the school right now. Just an awful lot, and that's terrific, and that's kind of fun. Live show, you get a chance to enjoy it. You said limited seating. Let's get back to that now. How do we get tickets?
So you want to go to, again, it's this Friday night, the 25th, or Saturday night, the 26th at 7:30. It's in the FEMA room at the high school, between high school and John Adams. But you want to go to Hy-Vee East or West, customer service in advance. They're $2 off. It's only $8 for adults and $6 for kids. We'll have some at the door. It's $10 at the door, though, and $8 for kids. But if you want to make sure you get a ticket, go pick your tickets up now at Hy-Vee East and West, because it's going to sell out. We have very limited seating.
Awesome. Just awesome. It was great to talk to you, Joel. It's,
well, thanks
for having
me, too.
Fun to have you in. And it's called The Drowsy Chaperone. Go on and enjoy. Take the whole family. It's a great family
night. It is a huge family show. There's something for all ages.
Fantastic. Again, good to see you.
Thanks so much.
Jack's Chicken Palace, onion rings.
See, now I want those onion rings really bad. Do you think they can ship them to go? Maybe we'll see.
I think open on Sundays.
Yeah.
I got to make a trip there. Good to see you. AM 1300 KGLO, getting it set for Mason City and for all of North Iowa.